Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Obviously, Edgecombe, Sixers pick last night at 3, the big story. I'm excited. I mean, the way he presented himself and his family and the mom and the brother, that was some great stuff. We're going to get to more of that audio. There's a lot there. But what do you make of the justification of Hal Dombrowski? Because he's talking about defense. Yeah, that matters. So does offense, which the Phillies have scored a grand total of 0 runs in the last 2 games. Andy in Deptford. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, team. We live. We hot.
Edgecombe's hot. Yeah. Edgecombe's ready to ball out.
Before I get to the draft, I just wanted to circle back quickly to your Bermuda thing. I had 2 quick questions I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
So you're on this boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone jumps in the water. You climb down the ladder. So,
well, hold on. Some others should climb down the ladder as well.
Who?
Oh, okay. I would say 75% climb down the ladder, 25% jump. I'm telling you.
So all the men jumped in.
Why didn't you say that the other day when we were ripping you for it? This seems like a new addition.
Well, no, he just said everyone, so I'm now answering.
There's no way people did that.
I'm telling you they did.
I've never seen this.
So here's the deal.
What?
Joe, in your lifetime...
Well, I got to... Let me just throw this out there. There's a lot of people that had a lot of drinks. So there was a lot of let me get in carefully so I keep my drink in good shape.
All right, so here's the deal. So in your lifetime, you've never jumped in a pool off a diving board?
One or two times ever.
Oh, my. You never jumped a wave in the ocean? Like, come on,
well,
man.
Well, I've done a little bit of that, but I'm careful about it.
Have you ever, boogie boarded or surfed? Or?
Nah.
Oh, my God, you need to start living life, my guy.
Well.
You know, and he doesn't do the rides at amusement parks either.
I did one time. I did that thing that goes around at Hershey Park.
You know, things that are fun.
Yeah, I did the loop thing at Hershey Park.
Or the comet.
Joe.
What, I don't know.
The one that goes upside down?
Yeah, I did it one time.
Super duper looper.
One was enough for me.
Joe, that's the really only roller coaster you've ever done?
Well, no, I did Space Mountain. It's good because it's in the dark.
Right. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
You've done 2 roller coasters your whole life.
But I did Space Mountain 3 or 4 times. You couldn't see, so I wasn't
Space
afraid.
Space Mountain is an amazing roller coaster.
But it's kind of a cheapie.
But it should have piqued your interest to go on other ones instead of making you say, I don't want to do that ever again anywhere else.
No interest. If the lights are on, no interest. Andy, go ahead,
man. You really seem like fun to hang out with, man. You don't ride rides. You won't jump in the pool.
That's
you think
the
our
thing.
Quarterback that won the Super Bowl is not going to be our quarterback in 2026 season.
Well, I amended that comment. I made that comment before.
And you left the greatest Eagles quarterback all time off your current top 11 list just to be spiteful. Like, come on,
well,
man.
Well, it wasn't to be spiteful.
And you're supposed to be credible.
All right. All right, Andy, what do you got on last night?
As far as last night with the draft, I mean, you know, I look at a team like Utah. They're not scared to get the best player that was available. I commend them for that. You look at us, we got 3 guards under 6'6". I mean, that's like the Eagles, Foles, and then they just draft Jalen Hurts. Like, what are we doing with 3 guards? I mean, I don't get that a little bit. I really don't. And I know I'm running short on time, but you were talking about the Phillies and Harper, this, that, and the third.
Yep.
Isn't that same clown that was trying to get an extension on a 13-year contract? Like, come on, man. That's that same clown that hasn't won a thing here.
So he's not a clown. He's not a clown, but it was a bad move looking for the extension and going public. That was a bad move. Andy, who or what blew it? Give me a non-sports answer.
Non-sports answer on who blew it.
3, 2.
How about Philadelphia for getting rid of one of the greatest things ever, Wing Bowl?
All right. Wow. Rips WIP right there. All right. No more Wing Bowl. Fair enough. Rhea,
okay.
You guys were done with it, right?
About 5 to 7 years beforehand. You have no idea. It was a lot. I'd actually had a dream about it last night.
Did you
really? Doing it
last
and
night.
And you were running it.
No.
Yes, and John was working on the script. I swear to God, it just popped into my head.
That is bizarre.
That's wild. Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
No, God, no.
No, that's not going to
happen. No, like when we got rid of it the last time, Angelo tried to bring it back the next year, yep. and we all threatened to quit.
Wow. For real?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it again.
Maybe we should do it with scallops. I love scallops.
I love scallops too, but you can only eat like about five.
How come no one ever does like
I could eat a lot of scallops.
Buffalo scallops.
I could go pretty
buffalo
nuts on some scallops.
Scallops. Wouldn't that be good?
I don't know. I don't know if that sounds good.
But here's the problem, John. What Rhea was describing wasn't really about the wings.
No.
The issues weren't.
It was all the other stuff.
It wasn't the food.
Yeah, the wings was the least. Was fine. Yeah.
It was the least.
They had Joey Chestnut and whatnot doing that.
All right,
you know?
So the last caller brought up so many guards. It's a legitimate worry. Guys, it is possible if Embiid can't answer the bell this year. It is possible. The 76ers, three best players this upcoming year will all be guards. And if you include Grimes, it might be four best players could be guards. If Paul and Embiid
small ball, baby. Let's go.
Small ball. It ain't bully ball anymore. So let's listen to Daryl Morey because he talked about, you know, this issue, concepts. So how he will fit with the guards. And I appreciate something Morey says here because he's keeping it real about the need in the middle. He is keeping it real with this one. Listen to Morey last night.
How do you see VJ fitting with Tyrese and Jared and Quentin if you can bring him back?
Yeah, so I really like, I mean, how things are shaping up. I mean, I think we'll have one of the best backcourts in the league, you know, with Grimes and Maxi and Jared McCain and now VJ. So I do think, like, the way the NBA is going, I think you saw some of these teams playing dynamic, up-tempo with multiple guards that put the defense in jeopardy. And, you know, we do have to have our man guy in the middle. I felt for the players and Coach Nurse specifically last year trying to put a defense on the floor with Joel out. And, you know, obviously Drummond was hurt. So we didn't, you know, Bonus stepped up late, which was exciting. But it's very hard to, if you have like a bunch of dynamic guards, it's hard to make it all work if you don't have a big in there who's making things hard on the other team.
So in the few years Morey's been here, and it's probably been three or so years at this point, maybe four, I have felt he has often not kept it real. And I have felt he has particularly often not gone out of his way to keep it real. Within the context of that answer, he went out of his way to say, we need our big guy in the middle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, look, I'm not going to give the guy $100 for the comment, but at least he acknowledged the reality that it is an essential part of the short-term plan for the Sixers to have any shot of anything that's good, that Joel be great. Let's listen to Morey. I am not sure he kept it quite as real with this answer.
I know which one you're going to play right here.
Let's get to the Embiid answer, because in the midst of a press conference about a draft pick, obviously he had to be asked and was asked about Embiid's recovery or not recovering. Let's listen to how Morey answered the question.
Medical update time. Spoke to Joel today. He's very engaged, attacking rehab, doing everything he can to be out there. He had a meeting with Dr. Glashow this week. All things, to use the NASA term, nominal. Things are going well and expected, and, you know, we expect, you know, that to continue.
Ready for camp?
Yeah, I mean, things are on track to be ready right around there.
Oh, boy.
Late November, early December.
To use a NASA term.
The NASA term and the right around
nominal.
There. And
right
we got a not. Yeah, we got means, all three of them. Yeah,
yeah, it means he's not going to play during the entirety of camp. And once the season starts, we're going to be waiting for him to play his way into shape. Once
he's
the
attacking
season
rehab, John.
Has already started.
Yeah, it wasn't an answer that gave me great confidence. It did not. Now, it's a shame because I feel really good about it. The backcourt should be really good. I mean, guys, let's not kid ourselves. They should have. Now, it's gonna take Edgecombe some time, right? He's 19. It's going to take him some time. But they really do have a
what's
very
our word?
Talented
like,
backcourt.
We need to invent a word for the opposite of bully ball. You know, like petite play.
Baby ball.
Petite play.
Yeah. No, that doesn't sound right.
It sounds so unintimidating.
It doesn't sound right. All right, well, we'll try to figure that out. In the meantime, you can answer our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you like the 76ers pick of VJ Edgecombe? Obviously, they went with him at 3 instead of everybody else thereafter, which, you know, the most notable would be Ace Bailey, who went 5. So do you like the pick of VJ Edgecombe, yes or no? I'll tell you, I was enamored with how he presented himself during the interviews afterwards. I mean, really, I thought some special stuff. We're going to get some of that audio.
Fortunate. We should feel very fortunate. So how does Utah feel about their addition?
Well, like,
are they happy about Ace?
Yes. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because the Utah Jazz never have a great player that signs with them.
No. Nobody wants to be there.
The only way.
Last place they want to be.
Yes, literally last place in the NBA. So, after Vancouver was off the map, it's
and
the last place.
So they are not trying to win right now, Utah. Like, they have time to let Ace, you know, couple years.
But they have to go for the home
run
swing.
Kind of what I heard he was going for through this whole process.
Except maybe not Utah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, he's turning his nose up at the Utah part. It's everything he was asking for. Like, he gets all the glory and all that, but it's Utah, so how does he feel, and how do they feel?
Well, ask him, man.
Psyched.
Yeah, that's I don't. All right, one more piece of audio, so you can react to all this. Edgecombe pick, Philly's losing last night. What Dombrowski said about Bryce in right field doesn't sound like he's really going to try. That's Dombrowski to shift Bryce. I think he's pigeonholing himself. Basically, you can only acquire a left fielder or center fielder to make the team better. And I'd like to have first baseman on the table as well, but I think that's a mistake. Let's listen to Jay Billis. So right after the pick, immediate reaction to Edgecombe. Here's what Billis said.
He's elite athletically, a 3-and-D guy that plays above the rim. Lobs, I think he can do a better job finishing over length, but I think he'll get that in time. But you don't find athletes like this very often. And he's a great defender. He's developing as a shooter. He can knock down an open three, but he can certainly improve in that area. He shot 34% from three. He made 52 of them. But as a defender, he plays incredibly hard. He blows up dribble handoffs. He's an excellent chase defender, and he just disrupts. Very good as a help defender getting out in passing lanes. He has a ton of ability, and you know, you don't say this lightly. He does remind you of a young Oladipo, a young Wade, when they were 19. Now, the question is he going to reach that sort of height as he goes forward? But he's certainly got the capability there.
All right, so look, you got some pretty good comparisons. Now, Oladipo got hurt and didn't have the career he ultimately could have had. He was a good player there before the injury. Not a great player, but a good, very good player. The guy, I guess I would say that I'd put in between those two. You got Wade, who's a true all-time Hall of Famer. And you got Oladipo, had a good start to his career, good surge until the injury and just kind of fell off the map. The guy I would put in the middle is Joe Dumars. That's what I'd like to see this guy become. Wow. I'm not saying he can't. Listen,
yeah,
James.
I mean,
James,
closer to Wade than to
I don't know about
Oladipo.
That. I don't know about that. Wade
Dumars
was
Hall of Famer.
I know, but Wade was.
Wade was a top
five player in the league for about
Wade's
10 years.
A top 20 player of all time, maybe, you know?
Yeah, 30 or 40. But
somewhere
he's
in
up
that
there.
Range. He's in the discussion.
I'm just saying, Joe Dumars. I'm thinking, all right, a year old Oladipo and Wade. Give me a Joe Dumars career. We'll say.
How about Billis saying you don't find athletes like this very often? Like, that was
that
a
sounds
strong.
So
I don't know if he's being so hyperbolic, but that was a strong.
That
line.
Is a big statement. Yeah.
Is he significantly advanced in terms of defensively?
Yes,
that's where he's elite.
That's
you know,
and like that's why I'm saying Joe Dumars, by the way.
To, right. When you're comparing him to these other petite players, like the other small guys.
Sure.
He's 6'5".
We're talking.
He's not petite. Petite is like a little strong.
I know.
Like,
but,
you know.
But guys under 6'5".
I don't know how Grimes is going to get any playing time. I mean,
Grimes,
he will somehow, but
Maxie,
not much.
Jared McCain, now VJ Edgecombe. Like, Edgecombe has the defensive advantage of those four.
It does appear that way, yes. For sure. Based on what I've seen of Maxie,
Let's see him elevate the intensity of those other three, then.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.